Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. We have, for many of my past visits with you, looked at the wonderful pictures of our blessed Lord as seen in the Levitical sacrifices. In the concluding verses of the instructions given to the Israelites in that book, there is an injunction that is later repeated for the Christian. Leviticus 7:26 states, "Moreover, you shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings." The same prohibition is repeated in Acts 15 in the four things from which the Gentile believers were to abstain. Acts 15, verses 28 and 29 read, "For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Why are we not to eat blood, or that which is strangled?" God himself gives us the answer to that question. He said, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Leviticus 17:11. And then in Deuteronomy 12:23, it states similarly, "Only be sure that you eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and you may not eat the life with the flesh." This point, that the blood is the life, is inscribed indelibly in my understanding, as I saw both as a child living beside an abattoir and as a health inspector visiting slaughterhouses and butcher shops. Once the blood of an animal had bled out of its cutthroat, the life of the animal was extinguished. God equates the blood with a life. This shows how precious blood is to the Lord our God. Right from the beginning, he noted the tie between life and blood as he spoke to Cain in Genesis 4, verse 10, where it says, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground." If Abel's blood cried unto the Lord, how much louder does Christ's blood call out to the holy God, saying, "My blood was shed, my life I gave for the sins of the world." Truly, now in Christ Jesus, we, who sometimes were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ, it says in Ephesians 2:13. In a practical sense, I accept that a grilled steak may still ooze juices from the meat as it is enjoyed by those who like their meat rare. To me, this is not eating the blood as the animal was properly bled at the time of slaughter. But in seeking to follow the injunction of Acts 15:29, as noted above, I will not conscientiously eat blood pudding or anything that was strangled or died on its own, because the blood, the life it exemplifies, belongs to God. On that first day of the week, 3 days after Christ's crucifixion, the Lord Jesus showed his disciples, in Luke 24:39, his resurrected body of flesh and bone. Not blood, just flesh and bone. Even in heaven, the wound marks of our Lord's ascended body, the prints in his hands and feet, and the spear mark in his side, continue to declare that his blood was shed for me. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.